Regan McKee of the Ooliga FFA chapter in Oklahoma is the 95th National FFA Convention Agri Science Research Animal Systems winner. Now, Regan, you've had quite a few experiences in this area. Tell me a little bit about your proficiency area.
Absolutely. So in my high school career and throughout FFA, I studied biosecurity methods and how they relate to livestock facilities. I tested the foot bath disinfectant method, controlling what germs visitors bring in. I then tested different disinfectant methods on the common building materials found in livestock housing. Is wood or metal or concrete the best and easiest to clean? Then I tested how different disinfectant methods compare on either steel or aluminum trailers transporting animals from place to place. And then I tested different feed storage methods and how that affected feeding your livestock.
Now, what started your initial passion to do research?
Absolutely. My Ag 1 class, my freshman year of high school, we took a trip to the Oklahoma State swine facilities, but we were not allowed. We could look through the little windows and see the pigs, but we were not allowed in there, specifically for biosecurity risks. They couldn't take a whole 100 freshmen into their livestock facilities, and I found that super interesting. Googled it on the bus ride home, and that just sparked my interest in biosecurity.
And here you are, you've done a lot of research projects. What have you learned during your research that you think is so beneficial for the agriculture industry?
Absolutely. I have learned that maybe even if a method is tried and true and tested, maybe take a look at it for yourself. Take a look what fits in your livestock production. And the safety of our animals is essentially our safety for our food sources. We need to take that as a serious precaution, not only on the human side, but on the animal side as well. I've learned so many different methods, and anything that I now am continuing to research in college, and in the spring I'm going to start with my college's microbiologist and doing an independent study. So I'm super excited for that, and that I have all that to give to FFA.
To even protect the animal food chain, resiliency is so important, especially in diseases and the stuff that can be brought in. Now, your initial interest started in the swine industry. Why are you so passionate about the animal egg industry in relation to the research you've done?
Our food source is what is ultimately provides anything for us. Our farmers are such a big cornerstone in our society. And if we cannot provide a healthy food source to consumers, whether that is livestock, vegetables, further down the line in producing, you know, any consumer goods, we need to have a safe and healthy way to be able to produce any of that. And so getting that to the very start from when those animals are raised is a excellent place to start a good, clean facility.
Now, you mentioned it previously that you are already in college doing more research projects. What's anticipated in the future for you?
Absolutely. So I am going to continue to do research in my college and hopefully do a couple projects in the next couple years. And I either want to go into a research field and be a researcher either in the ag industry or in the medical field. So that is, FFA has really sparked that interest in the sciences for me.
In a time where there's so much research already, where can people find more information about animal ag research that you're doing?
Yes, I have a couple papers that I've done for my FFA projects, but I also go to Westminster College, and hopefully we'll be producing a couple papers in the near future in microbiology.
And what advice would you have for FFA members who are looking into doing agri science projects and to doing research?
Absolutely. The biggest piece of advice would be to find something that you're passionate about, because if you find something you're passionate about, you can find little niches within that topic and you can talk on it forever. And so being really passionate about what you want to do and what your project is will ultimately lead you to be the most successful.
Now, you've had a lot of time and commitment to this project, but who are your role models and mentors that have led you down this path?
Absolutely. My parents are for sure my role models, what got me into FFA, and my advisor, Katie Smith, has just been fantastic walking me through my agri-science projects, showing me what it was, and just helping me every step of the way. A big thank you to everybody.
That was Regan McKee. She is the Agri-Science Research Animal Systems winner at the 95th National FFA Convention from the state of Oklahoma. For National FFA, I'm Michelle Stengler.